I guess there are levels, I will admit, of helicopter parenting. Helicopter, I guess, is an could be now termed an umbrella term, much like schizophrenia is an umbrella term. There are degrees. There's the parent who, the first time a child comes home with a grade that you're not happy with, immediately assumes it's the teacher's fault. And calls and says, you can't allow this. How could you do this? So there's that. Having had a child with a peanut allergy, the parents who, and, you know, I know that it's concerning that your child may die of peanuts, but there's a balance. I'm uncomfortable making an entire school not be allowed to have, because I had one child who lived on peanut butter and jelly and the other child who died. Right. So would have died. Right. Did not die. Do not feel
did
sorry.
You hear that? There they did not actually
there
die.
There were not three children. I consider that getting a little carried away. My friend, I have friends who are, some of my best friends are helicopter parents. I had a friend who has an only child. And she and her husband hid in the bushes the first couple of weeks that he was in kindergarten to make sure that he had friends on the playground.
Come on.
I kid you not. One other thing I think is helicoptering, but I'm changing my mind, I guess.
Okay,
I don't know where I stand on this.
All right.
The mother now in college, college kids. I felt that it was helicoptering to have the syllabus and go through every class with your child about what they should take and what they shouldn't. But now, I have actually done it because my surfer child, the 21-year-old, not the focused PowerPoint child, said to me, I guess his junior year, when he had changed majors a number of times, had gone starting with a major in astrophysics and a minor in linguistics.
Wow.
And then had changed from then on, said, Mom, I'm just not sure what I'm going to take this year. And so I think I was so worried that he was suddenly going to announce that he wanted to transfer because he just didn't want to spend the time looking at the syllabus or the list of courses, whatever it's called. So yes, I did bring it up on my computer and went through so that he would actually read it to see that there were some interesting classes in there. It's a great one, Buddhism and food, combining both of his interests, food and wondering about different religions. Perfect. So yes, I have to admit that, now, the friend of mine who actually sat on the phone for God knows how many hours and went through and selected the courses for him to take, I think that's a little overboard. But I've now justified a little degree of helicopterness in, if you won't read the syllabus, I'm going to entice you to read it by saying, sort of like a Where's Waldo thing. There's a class in there with Buddhism and food.
See if I can find it.
Yes.